to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches His people about life in the Kingdom of God.
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Persecution happens from time to time, sometimes more than other times. And there are times when God will grant you a time of favor in the eyes of men and you're treated well. So if you're not suffering at this time, it doesn't mean you're unsaved, necessarily. It doesn't mean you're living an unrighteous life, necessarily, although it might mean that. We need to examine our lives. Sometimes we're sheltered from persecution because God just grants us a time of mercy, but sometimes we're sheltered from persecution because of a lack of righteousness. We try and win the approval of the world. When we are trying to win the approval of the world, that's a very serious thing. Galatians 1:10, Paul said, Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. That's a strong statement. Trying to win the favor of the world, we're not servants of Christ. And I fear for much of the church today because of the effects of the church growth movement that's trying to do this exact thing. They're very often taking the approach of trying to spread the gospel by winning the approval of unbelievers, winning the approval of the world. That's the seeker-sensitive movement. The idea is that we can just get them to like us, they will accept our message. We can just get them to respect us, they'll accept our message. And so the things that really bring a lot of scorn from the world about the gospel, that gets cropped and soft-pedaled and watered down or dropped out altogether. As I mentioned, they won't take our scholars seriously if they cling to a belief that Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible or that Isaiah wrote the entire book of Isaiah. And so you have more and more Christian scholars embracing liberal views of Scripture so that they can gain respectability in the scholarly world and be printed in their journals and all that. The world mocks us when we take Genesis to refer to a literal seven-day week, and so interpretations are adjusted so that we won't be scorned and looked down on. I'm not saying that's the motive of everyone who believes in an old earth, but in many cases that's the motive. If you believe in biblical counseling instead of the doctrines of secular psychology and you're a counselor, you will not be taken seriously by this world. Nobody, you're not going to be testifying in court. You will not get state certification. You're given zero credibility in the eyes of the government. And so the church is starting to embrace secular psychology, so we can get respectability. And now we have pastors who are hanging out in bars and swearing in their sermons and showing R-rated video clips and make the worship music sound like secular music, just like the world's music. They do everything they can to just convince the world that they're cool. And it doesn't even work. I don't even think the world thinks we're all that cool when we do all that. Because we're really not as good at it as they are. I've seen churches that compromise in all those areas. The world still isn't really banging down their door to come and hear the message. Not until they take one last step. There's one more thing that's required to really gain their favor. To really get them just crowding into your church. You've got to soften the gospel message. You got to back off talking about sin. You can't make people feel bad for continuing in unrepentant sin. And you can't point to Jesus repeatedly, week after week, as the only way to salvation for all human beings everywhere in the world. Preaching against sin and pointing to Christ alone for salvation is a deal breaker with this world. Churches that are desperate to get the world to come flooding through their doors will compromise one thing after another, after another, after another, and in most cases they still stay small, and they stay small until they finally start trimming the offensive edges off the gospel so that unbelievers can feel good in a church while still holding on to their unrepentant sin, and then the church explodes with new visitors And they start writing articles about your amazing ministry and books that other people can follow your example. That's currying favor with the world, and Jesus says, you do that, you're not a servant of Christ. So if you're not being persecuted, maybe it's just because God's granting you a time of rest and favor, but it's also possible that there's some compromise in your life that needs to be examined. Listen to the parallel account in Luke. This is Luke's version of the Sermon on the Mount. Luke's account of the Beatitudes, Jesus gives a corresponding woe or curse for each Beatitude. So he says, blessed are these folks, cursed are these opposite folks. Blessed are these folks, cursed are these opposite. Listen to this one. Luke 6:22. Blessed are you when men hate you and when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Now listen to the corresponding curse. Verse 26. Woe to you, or cursed are you, when all men speak well of you, for that is how your fathers treated the false prophets. So if you're persecuted for righteousness, you're in the category of the prophets. But if people speak well of you and you are popular with the world, that puts you in the company of the false prophets, the men who told unbelievers what their itching ears wanted to hear, and they gained popularity. And if we do that, we will be loved by the world and we are cursed by Christ. So, we understand the meaning of persecution and the promise of persecution. Persecution, the meaning is it's when you suffer for Christ. The promise is all the godly will suffer persecution from time to time.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.